At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Three Fat Truckers. Episode 100. 100. That is 100. 100. We are streaming live on Facebook. Hit us up on the socials. We're everywhere. X, Facebook, mostly Facebook, but we're everywhere. We got an Instagram. We've even got TikToks and that. Dave's been making some fantastic TikToks and putting them up there. You've been putting them up on the other platforms as well?
They go to all, when I post it, it goes to all four of them.
Fantastic.
X, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube.
So hit us up on basically any social. If you're on Facebook, though, that's probably the most populated, the most well-monitored, and easiest to get an immediate response out of us.
What do you, by people, not by Facebook.
We've even got
our own bouncer at the front door of Facebook. His name's Steve, and he don't take no shit off of nobody.
Oh, no, I'll delete your ass right now.
Facebook group don't stand a chance.
And all these ones that keep trying to get in, that's so they can sell shit.
Yeah. You can email the show at 3ftpodcast.org. We're your hosts. I'm Bill. Joining me, as always, is Dave and Steve. Malia is on assignment. How's it going, guys?
Excellent so far. Can't complain. Took a Saturday morning off, which I can't remember the last time I got up and drank coffee and had to go nowhere right away and liked it.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah, good morning, good more afternoon. Check your local listings.
Time appropriate.
Good day. Greetings. Enjoy the show. Number 100, if you're on the Facebook Live here or you see us on YouTube, I got my 100 glasses on here. I did have a couple extra pairs for the boys, but I couldn't get it to them in time.
I'm giving Malia hers.
Like you said, she's on assignment.
Truck drivers can't get shit delivered to nobody. What is wrong with this? My God, it's just glasses.
How many of them Prime trucks have you seen in the ditch?
With my glasses on it.
Must not have been able to pass that English test.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I posted that. You see that?
Yeah.
I
put one for you too there, Breakfast Bill.
Oh my God.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I did.
The minivan on the side of the road in Florida with the little tent to sit outside the van and take a shit.
Yeah, we got a story about that today. So
Taco Bell hit him.
Well, yeah.
So before we get off and rocking here, this is our 100th show. And me and Steve were talking earlier, and we've come to the conclusion. Bill, you're going to have to do some quick ciphering while me and Bill start off, all right?
You and Bill start off?
Yeah, perfect. I'll have to do some ciphering while I start off. Okay.
While me and Steve start off. Okay. This is our 100th show. What is your all-time favorite semi? Old, new, whatever. What just makes your... And everybody knows I like to Dodge, but I also have some other ones. And one of them I like a whole bunch. And I don't know why. It's weird. They only made it through 61 through 65. But it is a Ford H series cab over. And I think it's just kind of cool because of the different way it looks. And just so, I mean, you can go on there and scroll at them. And just the weird look. It's the old C model that used to deliver for Roadway. And they stuck it up and put it on the back of a truck. Some of them have sleepers on it. And so I made Steve get involved here and go out there and find him what he likes so we can put a little thing up. And while we're doing that, Bill, you get to do yours. Hunt it down.
Well, everybody knows that the only truck worth driving on the road is the 1999 Kenworth W900L. And
sounds
that was
like sounds like a rookie, Dave. Don't it? He didn't drive any of the older ones.
Let Steve explain his, and you find it and post it for us.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, this is great radio for for those of you that are listening Facebook to the well, yeah.
If they all everybody's got an iPhone.
There she is.
they can go look it up. All you got to do is say it.
The one I like here, I've got up, is the old Diamond Reef.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that, and but I've never driven one. So
the older ones, this one right here is a cool one too. I think Dave.
Check out the YouTube. Those of you that are in the audio that get the audio only.
This is the GMC here, but. There's plenty of them on
there. That is
there.
An ugly motherfucker there. Oh boy.
It's the old bullnose.
Yeah.
But the old Diamond Rios, I always liked the old ones that had the needle nose front end on them, and they still had the hood where it opened up sideways.
Yeah.
I can't believe Dave muted himself to talk to her.
Yeah, that's weird. Usually.
Figured it out.
That's funny.
Why's that?
He won't mute himself to cough, but he'll mute himself to talk to a girl on the phone. That's interesting.
Get her lined out, Dave. Get her on.
No, I think the reason I said the Kenworth is because I think that was the last model year where they used the old style dashboard with that had the
flat
panel
dash.
Yeah, the flat dash that had the panel that would come out at an angle with all the switches on it, and you could go to Iowa 80 and whatnot and get those chrome switch extenders and all that. And
I kind of
dug
lights in them, or just the rubber sparkly ones. Yeah,
I just liked the chrome ones. I didn't care much for the ones that had the like little reflector, little colored glass at the end of them.
Yeah,
but I used to spend quite a, oh man, I even bought the chrome plate where you replaced the old style power dividers. Yep. Had that black plate behind it explaining what it was. You could replace that with a chrome plate too.
Oh, they had everything.
Yeah.
They were all good looking old trucks.
You're
that's
back.
The best part of it.
Did you get, well, is she gonna get right on?
I was listening, I'm paying attention.
No, is she getting right?
Oh,
is she gonna
she'll be she's yeah.
Be
drama.
Second.
Drama. Yeah, she'll be on a little bit something.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So. She'll be joining us. She's on assignment. She's running a lot of problems.
Well, what happened was we originally, me and her both, were going to be down in Calhoun, Georgia today for the first annual Bonehead Truckers Car Truck Show benefiting Charles Paris. He had a truck driver that had a heart attack and had all sorts of health problems that came along with it, and bills and stuff, and a bunch of little kids, and he's only in his 40s. And this gentleman, Terry, here was going to set this up to be a fundraiser. Well, they had a rain date because today it was 98% chance of rain and hail and thunder, I mean, severe storms, so they canceled the show. So Malia was already halfway down there, and I hadn't left yet. But they're going to reschedule that show to June 13th and 14th. Going to try and make it a two-day show starting on Saturday, I believe around 8:30. And running till 11 o'clock at night so that they can do a light show on the trucks contest. So
that'll be cool.
Yep. So. If anybody wants some information, they can contact Terry at 423-800-2283. And it's supposed to be held at the Calhoun County Airport in Calhoun, Georgia.
And if you can't get a hold of them, don't want to call, send us a message. We'll hook you up with all the information. Yep. Just Facebook, email, whatever. Get a hold of us. We can give you all the information on this. So
try and help him promote it a little bit since he had to cancel it. And it's for a good cause to help a guy out. I mean,
yeah.
You know, so everybody needs a hand sometime.
Boy, ain't that.
Hey, can I get some help?
Hold on, Dave.
There, that's the best you can do.
We'll just spit on it.
What was it? Full Metal Jacket, where he says, yeah, I bet you wouldn't even reach around and give the guy behind you a reach around.
Looks like the best part of you ran down to crack your mom's ass and ended up with a brown strain on the mattress. Think you've been cheated.
Wasn't you get hurt and come crying up to the house and your dad said, just throw some dirt on it.
Yeah. That's right. It'd be fine. So 100 show, Bill. Did you ever think we'd make 100 show?
Well, you know, it's interesting because we now have enough shows that you can binge and basically
that'd be a snooze fest.
Well, anybody that's thinking about doing that,
I'm gonna tell you right now, Bill. AI, I did some AI work today, and it knows about this.
Yeah, no, I know.
It's sort of scary.
So, anybody's
kryptonite.
If anybody's thinking about binging Three Fat Truckers, let me recommend you start at
about 30.
Well, I was going to say 10 at least.
No, skip the rest of them to 30.
But because the very early episodes, boy, we were learning as we went.
Whoa.
We had on job training.
You guys are saying virgins aren't good?
Well, not in this case, anyway.
Actually, virgins are never good.
We had a couple of rough episodes.
I was a virgin 20 times, Dave.
I was.
I was at least twice.
Yeah.
It reminds me of a joke.
Oh, it reminds me of one right away. Did you ever get caught masturbating in the closet?
Oh, come on.
Never got caught.
No, because it's a good hiding spot.
Good hiding spot.
No, it was the girl lady that was getting married, and she's talking to her mom, says, "Mom, it's my honeymoon." I said, "I told him I was a virgin. What am I going to do?" She says, "Just take a rubber band and put it around your leg. And once he puts it in there, take that rubber band and snap it, he'll think he popped a cherry." He's like, "Okay." So they get married. They're on their honeymoon that night. They're in the hotel. And he gets on top and gets ready to put it in. He snaps that. And she's like, "Oh, tight, huh?" He goes, "Yeah, but get my nuts out of that band."
I think that's a myth, that whole thing of snapping it open. But anyway, we'll get back to that some other time, I think. We do have some news here.
Well, we got first news on it is our celebration 100th and guess you have to get the backstory where Steve got that picture from.
What's that?
On our show notes.
Oh yeah.
Check out the show notes, folks. There'll be a link in the show's description to the show notes.
That show notes right there is a 100th episode celebration from Blue's Clues. Is where that jumped from.
And for you that don't know who Blue's Clues is,
I started searching 100th episodes of shows. I was just going to do a story on 100 episodes, and I'm like, man, it's sort of boring. What it was. And it was mostly television shows and stuff. And most of them you knew, but there were some kids ones too. So I went the other way and went with AI today. So, and you're going to be pleasantly surprised, Bill.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Well, I did some show notes for you, Bill, like you're getting ready to said. And I give Ashley a break today. I did
like
not.
Hold on. Like you're getting ready to said. Grammar is not your strong suit.
Grammar has never been my strong suit. But
I was hoping he messed it up when he said it right there too.
But yeah. Tupelo. It's an inside joke.
Yeah. It took him a while to learn Tupelo, but now he's got it down.
But some reason it just when I said it always was backwards in my head.
Well, you fucked off CDL life, and now we're on to
language.
Oh, yeah. Truck drivers don't cuss and drink.
No,
Bill, because we have shouldered on them all the way to the end here, and then we didn't give them props on the 100. You know.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, they're not total, but the funny part about it is you can cuss all you want. I can edit it out now.
I think Dave just volunteered to do the show editing for the podcast. What do you think?
No, I'm not. I got everything but podcast.
Well, then you ain't got nothing.
That's right.
So this is an article we've got here from Freight Waves, which apparently does news and trucking. CVSA votes to put truck drivers with limited English out of service, and I find that to be a misleading statement. But let's move on. And this is by John Gallagher with Freight Waves. Dateline, Friday, May 2nd, 2025. And the article reads, the Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance Board of Directors voted on the who? the Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance Board of Directors voted on Thursday to make English proficiency violations grounds for truck drivers to be placed out of service, a decision that could significantly reduce trucking capacity. Who are these people? You ever heard of this? Have you ever heard of this governing agency?
Yes, they are the ones that give all the rules to the other one that we always talk about. The
Board of Directors for the Safety Alliance. All right, let's just pretend that that's a thing. They're right.
Have you ever heard of the CVS, ABO, DVO before?
I guess.
quit driving truck and start getting more into the trucking business. Get you a desk job.
Right. The vote held under an emergency provision.
Greg would know.
CVSA's. Yeah. Oh, God.
Inside joke, folks.
Again, sorry. more great TV for radio. CVSA's bylaws came just days after President Donald Trump issued an executive order directing that the federal out-of-service criteria be revised to reflect the policy change, reversing a less stringent policy that has been in place for 10 years. Under the Obama administration in 2016, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration removed the requirement to place truck drivers out of service for violating federal English language proficiency rules. The new out-of-service rule becomes effective June 25th. And I quote, by adding English language proficiency to the out-of-service criteria, a commercial motor vehicle inspector may place a driver out of service if they cannot demonstrate proficiency in reading and speaking English, CVSA stated in a press release.
You know, if you're wanting to take a vacation while you're on the road now, Bill, and you just don't want, or you're tired, you want a couple extra days off, just get pulled over.
No hablo.
But see, they seem to indicate that it's got to be good English too. So I don't know, Dave. You might be a little bit.
You keep forgetting how old I am. I'm at the retiring age. It don't matter.
That'll be all the trigger pulling you need to get her done.
So would you like one or two hot dogs off the way? It makes me no difference.
You better not be giving out hot dogs. That got you. You caught COVID last time from hot dogs.
No, I just did 100 or 600 of them 2 weeks ago for Easter.
You did one last year too for Halloween, and survived that one. So, I'll read on, and I quote: the FMCSA will issue guidance for commercial motor vehicle inspectors to ensure enforcement of the English language proficiency standard is applied consistently. While FMCSA sets the safety rules for the trucking industry, CVSA, whose members include state highway patrol officers, has been given the authority in most cases to determine whether violating those regulations is serious enough to warrant placing a driver out of service. Insurance experts specializing in the trucking sector have estimated that 10% of the total driver population lacks proficiency in English.
Need to silence her wind, Bill.
Yeah, let me see what I can do.
Hey, you effers.
We're gonna...
See, this is what I had for you right here, girl.
I know. My whole day is totally off. I'm probably off now.
Well, we're on, so hold on.
All right.
Trying to silence the wind.
Yeah, we'll let Bill finish the story here, and we'll jump in on you.
Yep.
So,
okay, so, and I'll start over that paragraph. Insurance experts specializing in the trucking sector have estimated that 10% of the total driver population lacks proficiency in English. With over 3 million interstate CDL drivers in the country, according to FMCSA's most recent statistics, and there's a link to that information in the show notes here, the out-of-service mandate could lead to a significant drop in capacity in the market. CVSA will also send a petition to FMCSA requesting that the agency harmonize the commercial harmonize, lovely, harmonize the commercial driver license English language requirements in 49 CFR Part 383, commercial driver's license standards, with those in 49 CFR Part 391, qualifications of drivers and longer combination vehicle driver instructors, so that the standards are consistent.
Love it.
Wasn't that perfect timing?
Yeah,
sorry,
show 100.
I apologize. I'm at a gas station hoping I could get internet and hop on with you guys. So,
I mean, it's working.
It's working. We even got sound effects.
Muffler check.
So this English thing, I know everybody is just freaking delighted. And that's because we enjoy sticking it to them, all them daggum old foreigners coming in this country that are can't speak a daggum old lick of English and not there. They need to get the hell out.
They should. I mean, we can't go to other countries and expect them to change it to our way of, like, you go there, you have to learn their language or figure it out.
What do you mean? This is America. The whole world needs to learn English. What are you talking about? We run this earth. No.
We are just freaking
liberal. We are just the police of the earth is all we are.
Yeah. Consider already how much, and I know some people don't believe that we are, but the industry is already down drivers, and it has affected the price of things to some degree. And I know that that's a point of contention, but that's the way I see it. And if you take even more drivers off the road, if you come up with a reason to take even more drivers off the road, you're going to impact. Look, first off, the reason we have foreigners on the road to begin with is because this is a line of work that is not desirable for regular people to do.
Well, that's because we told them. Oriented is, I think, the biggest problem with America, like, you know, all of us, is it's hard to raise a family being a trucker.
It is.
Well, we told everybody to go get college degrees and see how that's worked out.
We did not pass this job down to our children the way we should have. We have only ourselves to blame. Yeah, I mean,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Your mom's still driving.
Well, and I'm sorry, they pushed college so hard, but then they did away with all the vocational schools.
Trade. Arts, music,
and the trade. All the trades are starting to diminish, too.
They're dying, yeah. Cost you $9,000 to have a plumber come fix a leak. Yep. You know, it's crazy.
And I do remember that culture. And when we were in high school, this was a huge mistake.
There were shop classes for part of the day. I mean, or three quarters of the day, sometimes, depending on what all you took.
There were shop classes, but all of the other teachers pushed this idea that everybody needs to go to college.
Yeah, and they did.
If you don't go to college, then you are seen as being you are seen as a real job
if you don't go to college.
Yeah, you're not going to make enough to live on, and it's absolutely ridiculous.
How many people do you see now that have a college degree and they don't even use it?
They're not doing any. Yeah, well, hello,
Amalia. Turn your phone the other way if you can.
Me?
Yeah.
Sideways. Yeah, turn it sideways. This only works though if
there you are.
That actually
now we
works
can see
great.
The marathon behind
she's
you.
At the marathons Daisy now.
I am not advertising.
There you go.
You ain't.
Sorry, I can't see my own screen very well.
You ain't blaming me for nothing. I was never at marathon.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I need to do a little prayer. The lady at the hotel ticked me off pretty good.
Walk it off.
Up on a break here, Bill.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, more of this.
More of this.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Back to live action. So,
and cut. Take two.
So it turns out you can do a lot of things in the back of a pickup truck.
Oh, yes, you can.
She even has a blow-up mattress. Oh, that's.
I want to let people know that you got a mattress and blowney. That'll just get you in trouble. Especially the mustard.
And anybody listening and wants to know, you got to go to Facebook and you got to like Malia if you want to know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
There you go.
Now, Malia, for those that are listening the audio only, Malia's in the back of a pickup truck right now streaming live. And it's actually working pretty good.
I'm really surprised there's not a real bad lag, but it, I mean, it's right on.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're drinking, but you must be enjoying it.
It's because I'm out here in the hot.
Is that one of those Sobeys? No. Okay. I thought that was one of those. Yeah. I thought that looked like, remember those Sobeys that came in the glass jars?
So how good can you?
I'm not trusted with glass. I might throw it at someone. So I got plastic.
They don't.
So how good can you hear the audio right now? Can you hear us pretty clear?
I can hear you guys. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Because I got a good story for you here. You're going to really like.
So. I'm bringing my ear close.
You don't have to bring that close.
Well, hey.
Wow, you need to wash your hair.
I went ahead. I did. Oh, my God. Don't brush that. At least brush it. Come on.
She can't reach me. She's in Mississippi. But she does know where I live.
I've seen her on your Ring doorbell.
What do you want? She's been sleeping in the back of a pickup truck. How do you expect her? Go ahead.
Go ahead, Steve. Well, get your glasses on and so you can read this.
I got them on there. Last week, I fiddled with the AI a little bit, and I didn't get real specific. This time, I put it real specific, and it gave me a story about the three fat chuckers and the girl. So, it's pretty much spot on for the most part, but I want to watch your reactions as I read it to what this came up with, because it must have some type of, can look at our shows, or, I mean, it has to have some information from us.
Gotcha.
For what I put in. Okay, here we go. Here's the story. All right, gather around, folks, and let me tell you a tale that's wide as a semi-trailer and full of laughs as a greasy spoon diner on a Friday night. This has got all sorts of stuff like that, Bill. You're going to like
fried bologna.
Love
potato
it.
Potato chips.
This is the story of three large gentlemen, kings of the open road, champions of the all-you-can-eat buffet, who decided to trade the hum of their engines for the hum of a microphone.
Excellent.
Look at Bill. Look at that. Look at that smile, baby. Meet Bill, Dave, and Steve. Bill was the quiet one, the kind of trucker who could navigate a blizzard blindfolded, but got flustered ordering extra pickles. Dave was the storyteller. His voice a rumble like distant thunder, always ready with a yarn about a close call or a truly epic roadside diner experience. And Steve was the comedian. A walking encyclopedia of bad dad jokes, delivered with a twinkle in his eye and a belly shake that could register on a seismograph. These three, this is pretty good, Bill.
I'm thinking Santa Claus now.
Mm-hmm. These three weren't just truckers. They were amigos of the asphalt, brothers in the brotherhood of the long haul. They'd spent countless hours on the CB radio, sharing stories, complaining about traffic, and of course, discussing the most important topic of all. Food. From the legendary truck stop chili to the surprisingly good pie at that little place off I-40, they knew their way around a menu. One rainy afternoon, stuck at a truck stop waiting for a storm to pass, Dave, with a half-eaten donut in his hand, declared, "You know what we need? We need a show. A show about us. About the road. About the grub. About being us." Bill, polishing off his own donut, nodded slowly, like a radio show? Like a radio show? Steve mid-chuckle at his own reflection in the coffee pot piped up. Yeah, but like on the internet, so anyone can listen. We can call it the Big Rig Banter. Dave considered this, then shook his head. Nah, that's too fancy. We got to be real. We got to be us. He gestured to their collective girth. We're three fat truckers. That's what we are. And so, with a hearty laugh that echoed through the truck stop, Three Fat Truckers was Three Fat Truckers is born. It sounds like I'm reading the Latin Night Before Christmas, don't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of truth in this, too.
It made it up, dude. I cannot believe how on this thing is.
I guess.
Okay. Shut up and listen.
You eat donuts. It was right.
Their first few episodes were rougher than a gravel road.
Well, there you go. Now you're
they
into it.
They fumbled with microphones. Interrupted each other constantly, and Bill mostly just grunted in agreement. But the content was gold. They dived deep into the trucking news, the latest regulations, the best routes, the perennial struggle with parking. They dissect the pros and cons of various truck stop buffets with the seriousness of food critics. And Steve was a one-man joke factory. His bad dad jokes becoming a beloved and sometimes grown dad segment. Their listeners, a mix of fellow truckers, curious civilians, and even some folks who just loved a good laugh, started growing. People connected with their down-to-earth humor and their genuine love for the trucking life. They'd get emails asking for food recommendations. Bill, where's the best steak in Nebraska? Trucking advice. Dave, how do you deal with those crazy four-wheelers? And, of course, more jokes from Steve. One day, a particular popular episode about the best places to find fried chicken on the East Coast, they got an email from a listener named Malia. Malia wasn't a trucker, but she worked in logistics and had a fierce love for the industry and a wicked sense of humor. Don't be fucking with my page, Bill. She wrote in pointing out a factual error in their discussion about trailer types.
It was just
and
fidgeting.
More importantly, sending a truly grown worthy dad joke that even Steve had to admit was good. Intrigued, they invited Malia to be a guest on the show. They were a little hesitant at first. A girl on Three Fat Truckers.
No girls allowed.
But Malia fit right.
Chubby chaser.
She was sharp, funny, and had a perspective on the trucking world that they hadn't considered. She talked about the challenges of coordinating routes, the importance of good communication, and even shared some of her own food adventures on the road, though she admitted she couldn't keep up with their appetites. Malia quickly became a regular. She brought a new energy to the show, challenging their assumptions and adding a fresh voice. The podcast became the Three Fat Truckers and the girl in their minds. Even if the title remained the same, she balanced out their sometimes unfiltered opinions with their own insights. Their podcast wasn't just about trucking and food anymore. It became a celebration of friendship, of finding joy in every day, and proving that you didn't have to be a polished media personality to connect with the people. They talked about their families, their dreams, the struggles of being away from home, and the simple pleasure of a good meal after a long day. The Three Fat Truckers podcast, with the welcome addition of Malia, became a little corner of the internet where people could come to laugh, to learn a little about the trucking world, and to feel like they were sitting around a table with some genuine, good-hearted folks who weren't afraid to be themselves. They proved that sometimes the most entertaining stories come from the most unexpected places, especially when there's good food and plenty of laughter involved. And that, my friends, is a story worth telling.
That's good.
So what did you think about that, Bill? Dave, that's something for 100th. I thought it hit a bunch of spots. It wasn't all true, but I mean, I'd say 90% was.
Yeah, you got 85 to 90% of it dead nuts on there.
And just the
only problem is about Malia not eating as much as I think she could out eat us. I don't know where she puts it.
I didn't write it.
Mississippi.
Yeah.
I just went to Stacks in Mississippi, and the lady comes up, and she's like, oh, have you decided? I said, yeah, I think I'm going to start with those Philly cheesesteak egg rolls. Those look really and sound really good. And, she kind of recommended them, so I said I'd start with them. And she's like, start with them? I'm like, yeah, you can come back. I'm going to get into something else here in a minute. And so she brings those egg rolls, and I said, you can put that next order in you recommended. She's, oh, you're going to eat that one, too? I said, yeah, I'll take that one, too.
She's like, where are you putting that, like, girl?
Yeah. And I'm telling you what, have you ever had a Philly cheesesteak egg roll? They are amazing. At least
everything I eat in Mississippi. Everything I eat in Mississippi has been wonderful. I haven't found bad food yet. Every gas station where I go, every gas station you go in Mississippi has great food. They have their own little delis in like in every gas station.
Yeah, this one's being remodeled. Sorry to break it to you.
So
in Mississippi is being remodeled.
To get back to this story, though, in some ways, I wish this was the true story because it's interesting, but it's a little almost, different.
It's almost like the Christmas tale, you know.
They wrote it as a book. That's why.
Yeah. No, I just wanted a quick story.
Yeah, it's a story.
And I gave it most of the information that I wanted in it, you know, as far as names and everything this time.
Right.
But it had to do a little bit of research somehow on us for what's in it. I mean,
I'm just picturing me and Bill sitting in a booth, eating donuts.
We each got a freaking donut in our hand, like the couple of fatties we are.
What would be a great idea? We would just talk about fat shit all the time.
We were sitting in Chief's truck stop in Minnesota.
I did think about that. Yeah.
And we were there doing it and we're talking to everybody.
We were well on our way by that time though.
I know, but was still. By the way, Chief's truck stops is 3-fact trucker approved. If
it is.
Is up there. Yeah. Yep.
So what did you think of the story?
On 90.
Good, funny.
I liked it. Yeah.
I give you a B plus.
Give you an A for effort. I don't know why people say that.
I think it was a good story.
It was, yeah.
Because we portrayed you being nice.
It was friendly to your
Yeah, it did make her sound a little nicer than she is, didn't it?
I had to edit a couple things out. I did edit a few things about her out of it.
Ooh, what did you edit out?
The cutting floor is always the best.
Yeah, we need the gag reel here.
Welcome to 3-Fat Truckers. Bloops and cutting floor special.
Bleep 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 bleep.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Richie Workman in the comments says happy 100th episode. Here's to many more.
Are we live?
We're live.
Yeah. Oh, hey everybody.
I got no comments. The only comments I got, Bill, is the ones I put up.
Well, I don't know if you're on the same page because I'm seeing what Bill, me and Bill both said hi. I said hi to you and you get nothing.
Yeah, I don't have nothing.
You're on last week's show.
No, it's on this one. I paused it. Well, let me start it up. Let's see what we got.
That is hilarious. Hey, Mr. Workman, how are you?
Yeah, glad somebody, I apologize for the late invite to anybody that might be watching this.
By the
later.
Way, Dave's watching too, down in Florida. The one that came to the Matt show and seen us 2 years ago, and I met him down in Florida at the Highway 95 Chrome Shop or 175 Chrome Shop. Yeah, he's on. Yeah. He just threw up a like button.
I ain't got nothing for some reason.
So, can you guys tell by the sound if it's a Dodge, a Chevy, or a Ford going by?
There it is. I had to refresh it, I guess.
Oh. Those loud ones would be Dodges.
You're down there where people spend more money on their truck than they do their home. Yeah, of course, I guess that's true everywhere.
Because of all the trucks, I am in heaven, although it makes me want to, do some stuff to mine, because you're right. They do have some nice trucks here.
By the way, Richie just said, hope you're having a fun time down your location. Because we told everybody you were out on location.
You were on remote today.
Remote Mississippi. Hey, brother, how you doing?
I got rerouted from Georgia. I mean, I was really, really looking forward to going to Georgia.
I know. I can't believe them damn dispatchers lied to you and made you go the wrong way. That never happens in the trucking business.
I tried to let you know as soon as he got a hold of me.
So I didn't get to be there, so I rerouted myself to Mississippi because I had an appointment out here. And it's been rough, I'll tell you. The hotel messed up 2 days in a row. I had to take a time out and say, look, I'm an adult, so I can tell you I need a time out and I need to go sit down. I am going to curse you if I don't sit down. So I had to go sit down like a child in a corner. And when a couple hours finally get all settled up today, I just went for a long drive and then turned around and came back and then found that Stack's restaurant. The lady's like, I walk in and there's a long waiting list, of course, you know, and I said, she's like, how many? And I said, one. She goes, just one? I'm like, yeah, just one. So she put me up at the bar. And the funny thing is I went up to sit down and there's like a couple ladies up there and a gentleman. I went to squeeze between them in the open chair and the ladies got up and left. And then I moved down from that gentleman and then he and I struck up a conversation. His name's Killian and he had just been praying about, God, I just need someone to talk to. Someone to just sit down that I can talk to basically. And then guess who walks up? Someone who talks, me. So.
Well, maybe you stopped him from committing suicide. Help, we'll turn it down.
He might have talked too much and he went over the edge.
No, that wasn't it. You just know how people have rough weeks and stuff, and there's a lot of us who are alone a lot. Like, you see me, I'm alone a lot. I travel alone a lot.
Welcome to being a truck driver. You might as well live what we do.
So I think it's just one of those moments. It's just like, if someone would just sit down and chat with me and let me get over my bad day. So I thanked him. I said, hey, thanks for turning my mood around. Now I can go back and play the Madagascar, you know, where I'm like, just smile and wave, boys. To the counter,
yeah,
know,
just like the penguins. Just like the penguins. Smile and wave, boys.
From Madagascar.
So I owe that to
Well, it's either that or kill the hotel. Well, 2 years ago, we went to Matt's and we had a hotel problem. And
that was a nightmare.
I thought Bill and Steve were going to kill him. Yeah. It was not good.
Can so you read? I don't know if he could read English. This is the problem.
Well,
yeah,
because the problem ended up being, okay, yeah, it was a problem, but why didn't you see? You had everybody's names. What they did was when Steve set it up.
No, Dave set it up.
Or Dave set it up, I mean.
Don't you blame it on me, you little fucker.
Steve, Dave, damn it, Bill.
I don't know who you freaking people are.
That's what my dad said. Steve, Dave, damn it, you, come here.
This is how I talk to my kids. Dad, I got to go.
God damn it.
I got to go through all five names before I get to the right one.
He's outside.
Well, do you guys your dog's names? Sometimes I call out my dog's names when I'm yelling at kids.
I do, too. But parents
used to do that. My mom used to go through names when I was an only child.
Did you ever ride a bucking bull, Steve?
A bucking bull.
Like a bull rider? You ever get on a bull?
Ones, yeah.
Yeah, get on your old lady and call her by a different name. See how long you can ride.
Oh,
that's what they used to call the rodeo. Lean up her and tell her sister's better. Yeah.
see how long you can ride.
Buckies are all over. Are you going home 65?
You need to.
You drove by one on the way down on 75.
Biscuit World somewhere. Biscuit World.
She's nowhere near Biscuit World now.
I don't know if there's any over that way.
No.
No, no.
But Mississippi's got good biscuits.
I was going to say, you don't need that down there.
Steve called me when I was in Bowling Green. And so I had to head toward Mississippi, and then I haven't seen another beaver sign since.
Well, on your way home, you're going to go right by one after you go through Lexington, Kentucky. So.
Well, you don't want to go through Lexington today because it's the Derby.
That's Louisville.
Oh, well, Louisville.
But, yeah, I got caught in that Friday or Thursday. Friday, I don't know.
How many planes were at the airport?
I don't know, but I'm talking to Bill, and I go, there's like 9,000 buses here in the parking lot and cars. Why are all these buses in the parking lot? And then it dawned on me, it's like, who's got the biggest parking lot in Louisville?
You know what we need to say, don't you? A couple men juleps.
Yeah. We need a three fat trucker Louisville or a Kentucky Derby road trip one of these times. We know where to eat.
Oh, yeah, we know where to eat down there. Yeah, we
gamble
do.
Some money away.
Yeah, there was some good food there.
Oh, yeah.
The fried raspberry cheesecake was freaking amazing.
Yeah. What did we learn, Steve?
Yeah,
order your dessert first.
Not to take her out to eat.
but some of the best pictures of the whole trip were out front sitting in the lawn chairs. That's some of the best pictures we got in the whole. Yep.
Wow. I mean, to be fair, we were pretty lit and a few in and... I'm just kidding.
Well, it's always the first night. We were sitting out front of the restaurant in them little chairs.
At least there wasn't no semi wreck or nothing on the way there.
No, yeah.
No, that'll never happen again. I've said that 100 times. Hey, we Bill, will never be given that sort of heavenly gift again.
I will try and go ahead of you in a different car and cause an accident.
Well, I was going to say, the only way we're going to get one of those is if we cause it.
That's too funny. Do a little Mission Impossible ahead of you.
That
is funny.
All right. Well, that's it for the show, kids. Get a hold of us, show@3ftpodcast.org. We want to thank everybody in the live stream. Apologize again for the late announcement of the live stream because I really didn't know.
The whole car show shot us off our count, and we had to reboot. Well, and
it's the 100th, you know.
Snafu
somewhere.
That kind of works because it's the 100. Even though we're having all this, it kind of works.
Yeah. Here's what we're going to do, though. We are not recording. Normally, we record two episodes and then release them a week at a time. We're not going to do that this time because we're going to record 101, and we are going to invite
Dalmatians.
Anybody who wants to join the stream on our 101st, I will post a link to the room that we get into. It works kind of like Zoom, this thing that we use to make the show. I will post a link to that. Anybody that wants to join, you see Malia right here. If you're watching the video version, you see how that the quality of that is just as good as us. If not better, maybe because she's.
Really, I don't have my shotgun behind me.
But it works. It works
and
on a phone.
A little less wind would be nice. You know, try being indoors.
Yeah, but that's a demonstration of how easy it is to just hit the link and then enable your camera and then you can join us. And if you want to get drunk along with us too, that's just fine. Steve and I are going to drink a little bourbon during the recording. I just assume
I'll
Steve's
have beer gobbers
then. We're going to have a good time. We wanted to do that for the 100th, but you know things got in the way. So that's just something I wanted to get out there so everybody knows.
Hey, that's how Three Fat Trucker runs. It's not staged. We shoot from the hip.
Aren't eating cupcakes for Bonehead's birthday.
You got them all.
Bonehead ain't on here.
They're in my cooler in the truck. I should get one out.
So.
Well, smash one in your face for me.
That's the best part of our show. What you're getting from us is straight live on the road activity, as you see Malia. Talk from guys that have actually been out here on the road. We're not sitting behind a desk telling you stories that we heard. We live them.
Yeah, so. And it's always been important to me to get us the way we feel and what we are thinking about in the here and now rather than scripting a show and then trying to go by because that's just never going to work for us. So sometimes it's going to be chaotic. It is from the hip and it always will be.
Because if we did it the other way, we'd have been canceled at show 10.
Well, we'd have got bored with it. That's for sure. We'd have got bored with it and we'd have got burned out.
Bill.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Exactly. Anyway, we'll be back next week for our 101st. You're all invited. It's going to be a blast. The beer is on Dave. Anyway, we'll see you then. Until then, I've been Bill. Oh, what's that button do? Did y'all
just
see that?
Just testing you guys. Just testing you guys.
Anyway, I've been Bill.
And that's your buddy Dave.
Dave?
Dave.
Dave. Dave.
Dave.
Dave.
This is Ben Malia.
And Steve, thanks for stopping by, everybody. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot, folks.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.